Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, January 27th, 2009. All the geek feeling just fine. Sit back with some elderberry wine that's not got arsenic in it. Wait. Crossing streams yet again. Good morning, everybody. I'm happy to report there is no snow falling outside of my house right now. And that's a good feeling. Still alone, but that's all right. I think we're used to it. Besides, who could possibly keep up with me, the one, the only Billy Flynn?
Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
Apparently not. Apparently not. January 27th, it was on this date in 1959 that NASA selected 110 candidates for the first U.S. space flight. They didn't all go up at once. 1983, the first commercial radio station aired a CD. Never catch on. 1985, We Are the World was recorded. 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded. On this day also, Thomas Crapper died on this day. He is credited with perfecting the flush toilet. He didn't invent it. Not the modern one, but he invented it. Yeah, the crapper came from a guy named Crap. Patton Oswalt is celebrating a birthday. He's 40 today. Alan Cumming is 44. Yeah, he was an X-Men too, among other things. I hear people squeeing with delight now. Bridget Fonda, 45. Yeah, you know her from Single White Female and whatever. I know her from Army of Darkness, Jackie Brown, and Lake Placid. Yeah. Mimi Rogers is 53 and still totally hot. Peter Laird is 55. He co-created the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. John Witherspoon is 67. You know him because he coordinates. He's granddad from the Boondocks. He's also, of course, in Friday. Yeah, he was. James Cromwell is 69. The one, the only, Zefram Cochran. So it's Tuesday. DVD's coming up. And, of course, a look at your geeky news. But we've got to check those TV pages. Because, oh, my God. Tonight on CBS, on NCIS, nothing really exciting happens. Then there's a rerun of The Mentalist. Then on Without a Trace, an undercover cop goes missing. If he's undercover, how do you know he's missing? That's just what I'm saying. Tonight on ABC, on the somewhat McCarthy-like Homeland Security USA, a high-tech latrine solves a case. What's that crap about? Two episodes of Scrubs, followed by a new Primetime Live. Over on NBC, it's the new Biggest Loser, in which they look at Super Bowl snacks. Healthy Super Bowl snacks. I admire you for trying, but healthy and Super Bowl snacks just doesn't go together to me. Tonight on American Idols over on Fox, followed by a new Fringe entitled Death of a Car Salesman. Man, they're funny. Tonight on A&E on Manhunters, Fugitive Task Force. It's a little episode they've titled On the Stroll. I don't know what that means, but that's fine. Tonight, AMC showing the movie Wild Bill because there's other takes on this character. There's not just the one or two that you know. He's multi-layered. Tonight on Animal Planet, it's Lost Tapes of Death Raptor, which sounds like it should be a band. Not a good band, I'll give you, but it does sound like a band. Just saying. Let's see what else we got tonight. Discovery Channel, Dirty Jobs. Tonight, Harvesting Walnuts. The filthy, filthy job of a nut harvester. Stop that goofy little smile. I can see it from here. Tonight on E! Entertainment Television, The True Hollywood Story investigates the curse of the lottery. Apparently, lots of misfortune comes to people when they win the lottery. Just ask Hugo. He'll be the first to tell you. Or Hurley, depending on what his name is at the time. FX has a new episode of Nip Tuck on this evening. The History Channel has The Universe, Strange Things. Strange Things are afoot at the Circle K Universe, all right? BBC America with Last Restaurant Standing, which sounds like a show in which restaurateurs must save their restaurants from swarming herds that are coming to knock them down. That sounds fantastic. TLC has two episodes of 17 and Counting, a family with 17 kids so far. So far! TNT show with True Lies, I always recommend that. Jamie Lee Curtis, oh my God, Jamie Lee Curtis is hot. But if I'm watching anything tonight, you're going to need a satellite channel for it because it's on this chiller network. Tonight, a soldier must stop a swarm of beetles that can turn humans into zombies. Tonight, John Billingsley and Dean Cain star in Dead and Deader.
Let's check the inbox.
And taking a peek at the good old GRD mailbag. So I found a way to make the job a little better for you both. Imagine pushing buttons at the station from your very own Star Trek captain's chair. Diamond Select, a replica of the chair that features modern lighting and sound effects as well as phrases designed to thrill any Star Trek enthusiast. Quote, at $2,700, all I can say is it better come with working phasers or an Orion slave girl. Or it looks like they're also creating a Battlestar Galactica stealth Cylon Centurion. However, I would need to know if it's life size before I would consider purchasing it. Excellent show as always. Love and rocket launchers, Drace. Thank you so much, Drace. Drace has sent a link that we'll have there in the show so you can go see that. I would love to have that chair. But, you know, I'm doing a bunch of the shows very early at the home front right now, and I don't know if the wife is going to let me do that. Oh, well. So, Mr. Flynn, you say people cannot get enough Blart? Heck, I need me some Blart every day. Oh, wait. You are talking about the character Paul Blart? Oh, I thought you were talking about sing else. Anywho, keep on geeking. Best of luck to Belt Buckle in this countrywide country band tour. That is, of course, our good friend Simon, who serves on the cabinet.
Senator Simon cannot serve in the cabinet because Simon is a unicorn.
I'm sorry, that is Simon the unicorn. And I don't know what your definition of blarting is. Something tell me I don't want to know, but that's fine. That's fine. If you'd like to confess some sins or show us some really cool products that we could pick up, please send us an email, Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, or just podcast, all at geekerdaily.com. Tuesday means new DVDs. We're going to check those out in a peek at your geek news coming up here on this Tuesday, January 27th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Many were infected. Infected with a disease that thinks. A disease that talks. And as the victims finally succumbed, a disease that walks. One man fought back. He resisted the voices. Perry Dawsey carved out pieces of himself in a desperate attempt to survive. He won. But as Perry awakes in a government hospital, he realizes he can still hear those voices. It's not over. And now it's even worse, because the infection has become contagious. Contagious is the bloody sequel to Scott Sigler's horror thriller, Infected. Contagious is available in stores December 30th, or reserve your copy now at scottsigler.com/preorder. Get the book the day's out, because if someone spoils the ending, you'll hate yourself enough to use the chicken scissors.
Hi, this is Marina Baccarin, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, January 27th. It's 2009. We said it at the beginning. I don't think we need to say it anymore. Good morning, Billy Flynn here. Belt Buckle still, doing what he does best, and that's inbreeding. It's Tuesday, so it's time to take a peek at some DVDs.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you do. Hey, I kid Belt Buckle. No one's breeding with him at all. I'm just kidding. DVDs today, you can get the biggest money-making independent film from last year. The only one to star Kirk Cameron. It's Fireproof. This is one of those incredibly religious movies. He's a firefighter. Him and his wife are losing their way. This is the movie in which his wife has to be the stand-in when he kisses the woman in the movie, his actual wife, because he won't kiss anyone other than his wife. Okay. Lakeview Terrace is out today. This is the Samuel L. Jackson movie we saw the preview for like 7-8 months before it ever came out. He's a cop, and he's a jackass, and new people move in, and he wants them to move out. By the end of the movie, they're shooting each other. Okay, something like that, whatever. Pride and Glory is out today. This is the Colin Farrell, Ed Norton, multi-generational New York City police officer family, and looks like one of the brother-in-laws is part of something. I don't know. It would probably be a lot better if it wasn't so hyped. That's what I'm saying. Hulk Versus is out today. You get two little 40-minute cartoons, Hulk versus Thor, Hulk versus Wolverine, and that's why we're really there. It's rated PG-13 for violence and blood. Deadpool, Sabretooth, Letty Daythstrike also show up today. Open Season 2, Electric Boogaloo is out. The 45th anniversary edition of Mary Poppins. They couldn't wait five more and have a 50th. Okay. The Rocker with Rainn Wilson is out today. A movie that people really, really want to like, but I've heard it's not as good as you want it to be. Which makes me sad because the man's funny. Look, Blossom Seasons 1 and 2 are out on DVD today. Tonight on a very special episode of Blossom. Also, for the geeps out there, I know you've been missing this one. Mantis. The complete series of Mantis is on DVD today. Yeah. Only half season lasting shows on Fox back from their early days. Yes, yes, indeed. There's still no Parker Lewis out there, but today we can go visit Lincolnville, which used to be home to Grimley's Old Time Circus, but the city's transformed into a metropolis with a love for technology and extreme sports. Just as Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Hug Jam ramps up to replace the outdated circus, Tony Hawk is kidnapped by circus freaks. Now a group of skater kids may be his only hope. Today, my friends, you can get Tony Hawk in Boom Boom Sabotage. I can't make this up.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. On March 3rd of this year, you can get Watchmen on DVD. Wait for it. It's the Watchmen motion comic. You've heard us talk about it on the show before. And if not, you should be listening on the long-form shows when we actually do this weeklies. But the complete thing. Of course, you can get it on iTunes, but on March 3rd, all 12 chapters is going to be there. 5 hours, roughly 5 hours, which is probably about how long you need to tell the story. Now, again, for those of you unfamiliar with this, it's like a audio book. There's one guy reading it, all the voices, all the character voices he does, and it's pretty cool because it's like got the actual panels from the comic with limited animation, and that's just truly cool. Something not quite nearly as cool, but hot nonetheless, is that Serinda Swan is coming to Smallville to play Xantana. Now, how true are they going to stay with this? I'm not sure, but apparently a magician grants Chloe a wish. I guess Chloe's coming back. Having been through a bunch of stuff, you know, the Doomsday thing, Brainiac and all that, and, you know, wedding got screwed up, Chloe decides that she'd rather have a much more normal life like Lois. So, of course, they switch bodies. It's a Lois and Chloe body-switching episode with Xantana just being the MacGuffin in that particular instance. So we'll see. Clark also makes a wish, but they won't tell us what that is. No. Hey, Belt Buckle's about to be really, really, really happy. Charlie's Angels 3 coming. There's nothing we can do to stop it. There's nothing we can do. The movie's star and producer, that would be Drew Barrymore, is keen to keep on moving. She says, quote, I'm so into it. They're hard movies to make, but they're fun. It's percolating up. It's rising to the surface. Confirmed her producing partner. So, you know, it's not, they're not shooting tomorrow or anything. They're just saying, no. This is going to happen. And it probably will, because there's nothing you can keep Drew Barrymore from doing. There's also nothing you can do when you want to make a new stage musicals. Sometimes you have to turn to hit songs. Sometimes you have to turn to Michael Jackson. Thriller is going to be a new Broadway musical. What? The musical includes songs from Jackson's albums Thriller and Off the Wall. Paul Nylander? Is his name Paul Nylander? I love the idea of making Thriller a musical. Girl meets boy, they fall in love. Boy has big secret. Now what? Now this is, if you're wondering, because there was a bunch of songs on the Thriller album, this is a musical literally based on the Thriller music video. The one we all know and love. Thriller, of course, the biggest selling album of all time. All time. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Can't wait to see how they're going to put Vincent Price in the role. Hong Kong filmmakers preparing to leave filmgoers, well, I'd say just completely shocked and stunned because the world's first pornographic movie in 3D is being released. Shooting of the Chinese language film 3D Sex and Zen, budgeted at $4 million, scheduled for April, produces promising some of the most realistic close-up sex scenes ever. Quote, just imagine you'll be watching it as if you were sitting beside the bed, said Stephen Hsu Jr. Though close-ups, it will look as if the actress is only a few centimeters from the audience. Look, I know you're probably thinking the same thing I am. Please, no money shots. Please, no money shots. Some good news out there in the world. Our good buddy Neil Gaiman, you know Neil Gaiman, fantastic, amazing storyteller guy. His book, The Graveyard Book, has won the Newbery Medal. I mean, huge. This is a big, prestigious thing. And it just shows what we've often known, is that Neil Gaiman is amazingly talented. He writes about it on his blog. We'll have a link there in the show. It's congratulations, Neil. You, sir, personal hero. You are a storyteller, sir, to end all storytellers. I'm just saying, you're fantastic. And a new bill is now being introduced here in the States, the colonies, as they say. It's the Camera Phone Predator Alert Act. It would require any mobile phone containing a digital camera to sound a tone whenever a picture is taken with the phone's camera. It would also prohibit such a phone from being equipped with a means of disabling or silencing the tone. So, somebody is now so concerned and so worried about things that, cell phone has to make a clicking sound and can never, ever, ever, ever be muted. So I guess that means all the weird predators out there that are, like, peeking in on dressing rooms or whatever, I guess they'll just use the phone's camcorder function, which shouldn't have any kind of clicking at all. Problem solved. Geek Radio Daily. Please subscribe through iTunes. Write a review while you're there. Come join us for the social geek working on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. GRD, license of the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 United States license. Check out the store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily and email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce. And you can reach us all at geekradiodaily.com.
I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.